So I'm joined today in Moscow by Dmitry Mintz from O1 Properties, and we've been talking about the future of the company, extremely fast-growing company in Moscow. So Dmitry, I just wanted to find out how the company's going and what your strategy is for going forward in Moscow.
No, I mean, we hope the company is going pretty well. We are right now considered to be probably the biggest A-class office landlord in the marketplace, and we enjoy that position because it gives a lot of opportunities to work with all people from all spheres. In terms of the strategy ongoing, we like what we do, and we plan to continue to grow in that particular sector, in that particular city.
So could you tell me a little bit about what you feel that you've achieved in the 2 years since the company was properly set up?
I think the answer is quite obvious. I mean, we came from zero to 400,000 square meters of rentable space, which is roughly $3 billion of assets, and, 260 million of NOI. And, I think we have done a number of good deals, which resulted in good growth and, good value creation for our shareholders. That's generally it.
And what about the perception of the Russian market from overseas? Do you think that that is something that is slightly misunderstood?
No, I mean, we think specifically in the real estate, people sometimes are a bit concerned over things they should not really be concerned. Of course, there are certain issues which are fair, and there are certain issues which are just bad PR, and that's it. And then that's what we are trying to explain to our investors, to our counterparties from Western countries.
And what is it that you think that O1 Properties does that is different to other companies or to potential competitors?
It is funny. I mean, we have a close to REIT strategy with a bit element of development, which have been implemented by hundreds of times. In the developed world, and it is interesting that in Russia nobody had done that before, and we are like the pioneers in the old story in the new market, and that actually distinguishes us from other property players who are mostly developers rather than owners and investors.
And what do you think is important for UK investors, companies, individuals to know about doing business in Russia and Moscow specifically? What would your advice be?
Well, I think the advice would be, people should do a thorough study of the marketplace, obviously. It's a bit specific. You need to understand, what you are doing. And probably, if you're lucky enough, you need to find good partners in here to team up. To see how things are working and how it could be done, because I think who do that, and a number of companies we see who did that in a proper way, they really earn a lot of money in that country. Mm-hmm. Because what Western investors can bring here is Western understanding of real estate, which I don't think is here in the proper way implemented, and that's why if you do a really quality stuff here, it's usually very expensive and you can earn a lot on that.
And you mentioned that property here and potential for office development is the prices are lower, but that the actual quality of the product is extremely high. Could you talk us through that a little bit?
Generally, of course, we have significantly less high quality product than in London, for example. But if it is the case, and if we are speaking about a number of buildings which are still there and plenty of them in town, I think the funny thing is that you can have a tenant of the same credit quality as in London, and you can have the bricks of the same quality as you can find in London. And I think the location difference between central London and central of Moscow would give you two times difference in the pricing.
And finally, what is your favorite thing about Moscow and your favorite thing about London?
good question. I think, I mean, favorite thing about Moscow is, I mean, you become a bit addicted to the tempo of life. It's, I mean, the pace of life here is pretty fast, and it's a bit exhausting. But at the same time, you can't really. If you go to a slower places, you want to return back. In London, I think, I mean, if you try to apply the same approach, it is more balanced in the way that you can have a very active lifestyle combined with the very comfortable living, which is great, and you can't really find anywhere in the world. At least I haven't seen.
Dmitry, thank you very much.